This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, was the bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to, are they going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
A big day. I wouldn't call it a shocking day. Maybe the most surprising thing about the Sabres reintroducing, announcing, they haven't introduced him. They'll do all that tomorrow with news conferences. But rehiring Lindy Ruff as coach is how quickly this all happened. We bring Paul Hamilton in now on the West Hur Hotline, and maybe we can talk some about that, Paul. Like, I thought Lindy, obviously, we talked about him right after the news conference last week when Kevin Adams addressed the firing of Don Granato. Certainly he was a name on the list. I'm almost stunned that it took 6 days and they're done. I mean, I don't know what kind of other search was involved here, who else was talked to, if anyone, but this moved rather quickly.
Yeah, you couldn't have an extensive search when you do it in 6 days. I'm actually not surprised, just hearing what Kevin Adams said that day, that he basically had in mind what he wants from a coach, and it sounded like he had somebody in mind also. So I thought, we're going to be back here very soon.
And
this isn't going to be, we're going to interview 11 guys and, college coaches and the rest of it. And so that was the impression I got from the press conference. So the fact that it took 6 days did not surprise me in the least. Kevin Adams was on Lindy Ruff's staff for a year. So, he knows how Lindy Ruff thinks as a coach. I mean, he was with him for a full year. So, you had that out of the way before you even got there. Now, Lindy Ruff has evolved since Kevin Adams was on his staff with the Buffalo Sabres. I mean, he's not the same coach he was. He understands how younger players are different now. I mean, you could really rip into him back then. Now you got to coddle him a little bit more. Just it's the way of the pro athlete these days. But it's been very interesting to read about it on my line. I mean, there are people who are really happy about it, and there are people who think Kevin Adams just signed his own firing. I've read the whole thing. I mean, it's about 50-50. People are really excited, and some people think it's really bad.
I wonder, boy, I would love to know to what extent, if at all, that was considered by them, and if they're at all surprised, the Sabres would be at all surprised that it, like, there is some divisiveness about the hire. Because I think, why would fans be unhappy? Why would some fans be unhappy about it? Is I think they're worried that they're getting worked, right? That, you're mad at us right now. We got this seemingly endless playoff drought, and here's a guy you felt terrible when he got fired, remember? So we'll bring him back and just, paint a big smiley face on top of the arena. Like, I get that. It's unavoidable. I wonder how much, if at all, they expected it or are surprised by it.
I don't think they're surprised by it. Lindy Ruff is a very good coach. There's no question in my mind about that, and that's not the point. For me, it's more of I'm like, in this town, we like to run things back. And, everybody wanted Ryan Miller at the end of his career and Thomas Vanek, and we brought back Jason Pominville and, the whole thing. And sometimes I just think to myself, maybe it's better just to get somebody new. Maybe, a guy like Berube's won a Stanley Cup. But Lindy Ruff, actually, we've had conversations about this team. When he was coach of the Devils, he likes this team a lot. He thinks they are really good, and he thinks the young players are really good. And, you know, he has told me more than once that this is going to be a good hockey team. He goes, you know, you see what our team's doing? He goes, that's what the Sabres are going to be doing. He goes, there's no question in my mind. And, you know, he was the coach of another team when he was saying that. So he believes in this talent, and he would have had no reason to be kidding around with me or not being honest about it when we were chatting. We were just chatting about the team and everything. So I know he believes in this talent and he likes this talent. And, you know, he is a good coach. There's no question in my mind about that. He didn't win all these games if he didn't know what he was doing. And he has evolved as a coach, which I think is a good thing. But, you know, we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, you last week were the first person that I heard the thing that's kind of all over now, and callers have even brought it up to me. Maybe they grabbed onto it when you brought it up, that Andrew Brunette was there with them last year in Jersey, and they had this great year and were one of the stories of the league. And I guess Lindy was, again, a Coach of the Year finalist. He didn't win, but still was a great year. Brunette leaves, Nashville blasts off there in the playoffs, and the Devils just sort of spiraled here. Mm-hmm. So, like, I wonder about that piece of it here, because, you know, you can also just look at goaltending, but maybe the system overall played a part in it. But I don't know. Like, how do you feel now that he's here? Like, you again, I don't want to put words in your mouth or put you in a weird spot, but it didn't seem like your favorite idea to me last week.
Yeah, no, it's not. And Andrew Brunette was a big part of it, you know. He brought a good system with it. They had the system. Lindy Ruff is the head coach. And really, even that, you know, Andrew Brunette left, that doesn't mean you can't coach it. You can't continue doing exactly what you were doing, you know, even though that he went to become the head coach of the Nashville Predators. And look what they did. What did they win, like 16 out of 18 games and had points in both? I think they were 16-0-2 or something on that line. And so, yeah, but, you know, he was a very good assistant coach for them, and it all seemed to mesh, and they got two rounds into the playoffs with a good young team, just like this is a good young team. And he had some high-end talent in Hughes, the Hughes brothers, Hischier, and, you know, he's got some high-end
Jesper
talent
Bratt,
too.
Yeah, there's good, they were very much, I mean, we're not as familiar with the names of their nice young players, but I think we're very much like a mirror image type thing with the two organizations. And you would reference often, like, when Don Granato would be sort of lamenting his players being so young and inexperienced and not familiar with the pressure, Jersey was the example you would cite. Like, there's a young team, and look at that. Like, they don't seem to be having this struggle with the pressure. They seem to have it figured out.
And I wonder what Lindy Ruff can do with Dahlin, because I actually was looking, because I was writing about all the playoff series and Quinn Hughes came up, and I was looking at the draft, and quite honestly, that's Rasmus Dahlin's draft, and if he did it over, Quinn Hughes is the number one overall pick, and I don't even think it's close. I mean, he probably is going to win the Norris Trophy this year. You know, six teams passed over him. You know, I understand that Dahlin was the consensus number one. I'm not criticizing the Sabres for passing over him, but all six of those teams should have taken him, because he right now, if you redid the draft, is the number one overall pick, and he's far and away better than Dahlin right now. So I wonder what, you know, Makar is far and away better than Dahlin right now. So, and that's not saying Dahlin's awful by any stretch of the imagination, but he is supposed to be the generational number one young guy on defense, and he's not. And I'll be interested to see what Lindy Ruff can do with him.
Paul Hamilton on the West Hur Hotline with us. Big day here for the Sabres as they announce that Lindy Ruff is returning to coach the team. Don Granato just fired last Tuesday. It took less than a week for Terry Pegula and Kevin Adams and whoever else was involved in this to find their man, and it's a little back to the future. Do we know, by the way, about tomorrow? Do you have all that already?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. So that will be the introduction, and man, like, it's hard to deny the emotional attachment I think a lot of fans have to Lindy, and that'll be, I don't know, part of the, I don't know if there's a struggle here to sort of get to a place where you feel comfortable and confident with it, but when you're emotional about stuff, that can be a bit of a problem, you know, like, you're not as objective about it because you want it to work so bad. I would tell you, I definitely want it to work so bad. I think you know, I admire Lindy a great deal, and
they have not hired a bad coach,
right?
I mean, that's not what anybody is saying here. They've hired a very good coach. There's just other things involved, I think, that, and you know, I'm sure that's going to be a question asked of Kevin Adams tomorrow. You know, how large was the search? You know, or because he said. That's what I mean. He said he knew what he wanted in a coach,
yep.
And he seemed like he knew who he wanted as a coach. So it seemed like he was on a guy right there, and I thought to myself, boy, we may be back here tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
The way he's talking.
I got the same vibe. I guess I thought he must have some certainty to – otherwise he would have painted himself into a corner with the talk about experience. Had some idea that he could land this quickly, but even still, I mean, I don't know. We barely got the playoffs started.
He's got a coach in Rochester who almost, you know, I think he went 13-2-1 in the last 16 games with Levi and went from almost out of the playoffs to a tie for first place and only lost because of regulation wins. He almost wound up in first place, and this is his third time now in the playoffs in a row. And last year took his team to the Calder Cup Eastern Conference Finals. I mean, so you got a really good coach in Rochester who wasn't considered. I talked about Carl in Denver, who has two national championships and a gold medal, you know, not considered, but they don't have NHL experience, so they weren't going to be considered. And, you know, he definitely had – and you know what? I'm fine with that. You have heard me say this, I don't know, for how many general managers, probably all of them. If you're a general manager, you have a plan. And don't let me or anybody else, any player, any media person, any fan, talk you out of it. If you think that's the plan to make your team better and to make your team a champion, you follow through with it, and it doesn't matter what other people think. So that's fine. If he thinks this is the right way to go, it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. He should do it. And then if it doesn't work, then he's responsible for it. And he doesn't get another chance, in my mind. You know, this is his second coach hiring. He didn't have a good off season last year. Before that, he was fine. So, you know, this is his chance to fix it. And if he doesn't, to me, that's it.
Yeah, I wonder just what Lindy being here means. Is there like a certain style of player you'd expect them to target, or would they just go get what they have needed all along, which is maybe more like veteran two-way type players to play in the bottom six regardless of who the coach was going to be? I just wonder how much of a say Lindy will have in any of that.
Oh, I think he'll – I mean, Lindy didn't seem to mind having Adam Mayer. Now, of course, he had a fighter in both Rob Ray and Andrew Peters because that's what teams did back then.
Yeah.
But he also had guys like Pat Coletta, Adam Mayer. You know, those guys were around. Brad May. So, you know, he's not – he enjoys having guys like that around. And he was that type of player himself. I mean, he wasn't afraid to drop the gloves until he wound up with shoulder injuries and stuff. So – you remember the clip of him and Billy Smith?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You know, if you haven't seen it, go to YouTube. It's pretty cool. You know, him and Billy Smith go at each other. So, no, I think he's totally fine. I think what Kevin Adams said when we talked to him, I don't think he's changed his mind. Of course, they need to be harder to play against. And as far as I'm concerned, you've got basically seven forwards right now. And you need, if you're going to go with 13 or 14, you probably need to get 5 to 7 more.
Wow.
And some of them could be in Rochester.
Yeah.
But whatever, you need to go get 5 or 7 more.
Who's all getting thrown overboard? Because I feel like I have fewer openings than that if I'm
well,
not.
Well, I've got Paterka, Tuck, and Thompson. I've got Cousins, Quinn, and Benson, and I got Greenway. Those are my seven. After that, bye. I'm good. Let's roll after that.
So Skinner would be on your cut list, but his contract is probably going to make that impossible.
He is on my buyout list.
Right?
I don't know if he's on Kevin Adams' buyout list, but I think it's essential for them to move forward as a team. He needs to be bought out.
Wow. Have you broached that at all ever with current management or ownership?
No, we haven't gotten that far.
Okay. Well, maybe that, I don't know, does that come up at a coaching hire news conference? Maybe not. It might be a weird fit. I don't know. But I'm intrigued by that idea, I got to tell you. Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline with us for just a couple of more minutes here. What do you think?
I know Tom Puckett's trying to call me here.
Hey, Tom! Paul's on with us right now! Probably would have been more effective if I opened the door and yelled. Anyway, what do you think this means for the staff, right? Who was Matt Ellis was left behind and maybe Mike Bales?
Yeah, and Marty was left behind too. He seemed a pretty good coach. I mean, a lot of the defensemen liked him. And, you know, so it would be interesting to see. He came from Anaheim originally. And so it'll be interesting to see. It seems like, and they all may not be coaching. It seems like, you know, they could get different jobs as far as that goes. So there's three coaches still around. There were two that were let go, and we'll see where it goes from. But that doesn't mean they'll all be on the coaching staff. And don't forget, Chris Taylor was on his coaching staff, you know, back when he was with the New Jersey Devils, and he was let go here, and he wasn't a happy camper. So I don't think that Chris Taylor would wound up be coming back either, but you never know. I mean, a lot of people would say, well, we didn't think Lindy Ruff was going to be back either. So, I mean, you never know how that's going to go either.
Any thoughts on the first round so far of the playoffs?
How did Hullabuck let six in?
Good question.
I'm like, here's the Jennings Trophy winner. I'm thinking, you know, this is going to be a pretty even series. And next thing you know, he lets in six and they still win.
Yeah.
I mean, that was crazy. That was a crazy game.
That game was drunk, like start to finish. I mean, it was fantastic to watch. Really, I didn't see much of Saturday. I mean, I know the results and read about it and everything. Sunday, I mean, that was the game of the day. I mean, just to have those two teams. And I thought it would be good. I certainly would not have expected 7-6, more like 4-3 would have been in the window for me with either team winning. But, yeah, it was crazy. Colorado, I would expect Hellebuck. I mean, he's the best goalie in the league. Certainly one of the best goalies in the league. I'd expect him to stabilize. I'd be really worried if I were Colorado.
I don't think he's letting in. I mean, Colorado, remember, they let in 8 twice. 7 twice, I think 6-4 times. So 8 times they let in 6 or more goals as a team. Now, they can outscore their mistakes quite often. I mean, with the way they play, they weren't able to do it against Winnipeg as in a 7-6 game. But they have given up goals all year. Grabbing the Rangers' backup goalie did not work.
No, that did not work, to put it one way. Yeah, you think the Leafs will make a go of it here? I mean, it was one game, but it was pretty one-sided.
They could. They've got the talent to do it, but the Bruins lock things down pretty well. And so, you know, I mean, when they play the Bruins, they usually go to 7 games. So you never know how that's going to go. But, yeah, it could go either way.
All right, Paul. Thanks a lot for this. Busy day here already with us. And, of course, busy day tomorrow. Again, 1 o'clock news conferences with Adams and Ruff is what we were expecting.
That is correct. Yes, right. 1 o'clock.
Thanks a lot for this, Paul. We'll be in touch tomorrow, I'm sure. There's Paul Hamilton on our Wester Hotline. His appearances here on WGR are always brought to you by, there it is, Equitable Advisors. Thinking about today and planning for tomorrow. And by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. Lines are open. You want to get in on the news of the day, the big news of the day? Pushing elbow. Look out. Here comes Lindy Ruff being rehired by the Sabres to kick NFL draft talk out of the ring. Here comes Lindy. All right. Sorry. It was sloppy and unnecessary. But 803-0550 is the number if you would like to get in, get your opinion heard here by me, talk about the Sabres news here with Lindy Ruff being brought back as head coach of the Sabres. Lines are open right now. They've been pretty jacked up since the news broke, but wide open right now because everybody hates Paul. No, they're just open right now. Usually when we have guests, people fall off. But they're open, so hop on it. 803-0550 is the number. Mike is off today along with Zach Jones. I'm the Bulldog, and this is WGR.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.